It's 9 o'clock Mountain Time. It is Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, October 20th, 2020. And guess what? It's only 2 weeks till the election. Shane, I can't believe it. Only 2 weeks till the election. How does that work, man? All right, I can't hear you very loudly. Either turn up your mic or get closer.
Okay, is that
That's
better?
That's better. That's much better. All right. What were you saying?
I said it's only 14 days after all this time and everything that we've been through. The Russiagate, the Mueller report, the impeachment, the growing economy, tax breaks, a wall being built. I mean, you, like, the list of stuff that's gone on is pretty impressive for three years.
It should be so. Well, while we're waiting for people to arrive, let me remind you, Tom and Shane are on YouTube and Facebook Live every weekday at this time, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So we hope you will join us. Please share that information with your friends. And also, we are live on radio every Saturday. You get us 6 days a week, whether you like it or not. I mean, we do take Sunday off. Give us a break, you know. So we're on 3 hours on Sunday morning, and you can hear us anywhere in the world at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Listen Now, and also please share that info with your friends. And, of course, you can watch past shows at KMMSAM.com or listen to them if they're audio only. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to YouTube and like us and comment on our podcast over there. Please share that with your friends. And incidentally, we have a new YouTube feature, Shane. We have what are called chapters now. And what chapters are is in the description on YouTube, we have a timestamps. So if there's a particular episode or a particular topic we're talking about that you want to hear, you don't have to listen to the whole show. You can click on that timestamp, and it'll take you right to that topic that we talk about.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty cool, I think. So, yeah. So, we did that yesterday. We are timestamp yesterday. So if you want to look at yesterday's YouTube in the description, you'll see the timestamps there and all of our topics, 13 of them, by the way. And if you want to listen to any one topic or our thoughts on that topic, just click that timestamp and boom, you will be taken right there to that particular segment. So we hope that you enjoy doing that. So
nice to know we have so much to say in 1 hour. 13 different things.
13 different topics, man, in an hour. That's pretty good. So there you are. All right. Well, let's get rocking and rolling here, because the Justice Department is going to file a landmark antitrust case against Google, and they are claiming it uses its power unfairly to preserve a monopoly as the gatekeeper to the internet and shut out any search engine competitors. And no surprise there, I don't think, but what's taken them so long to get this done? I guess recent events with the censoring of everything, they've decided that, hey, you're a monopoly, man, and those are illegal except in baseball.
That's right. Well, $5 billion is a big fine, of course, if they settle.
Yeah, if they settle, yeah.
But the other side of this is this goes back like 15 years on this specific issue with the Justice Department, where they've been accused of this and found that they were in fact, you know, shutting doors to competitors or being what they call a gatekeeper, and the company is, you know, agreed not to do it. So it's one of these things. You know, you said you wouldn't do it, and then you go and do it. What do you expect us to do?
Well, yeah. Well, this goes all the way back when Microsoft, 20 years ago, they had a case against Microsoft, and Microsoft at the time had to bail out Apple so they would have a competitor. They had to have a competing platform against, Microsoft and IBM and DOS then, I guess it was.
And Red Hat. Remember,
yeah.
That was the...
Yeah, there was another one or two in there, but he gave a bunch of money to Steve Jobs and said, hey, you guys got to stay in place here, otherwise I'm out of business.
That's right. I did my job too well as the monopolist.
That's right. Yeah, I did my job way too well. So, well, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. It'll probably be 5 years in court, more than likely. It's going to go on forever, I would think, if they ever even bring it.
Well, and the other two is the opportunity for state attorney generals to join too.
That's true. Yeah, they could join in as well and make cases that it violates, companies in their states are being shut out in favor of bigger, more populous states or things like that. So, they have a lot of power, no question about it. When you say Google this, Google that, that's what we get. Yeah, Linda says, good morning. Good morning, Linda. Happy to have you along with us. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate that very much. And this case could be, well, we've got a couple things going on, Shane, besides this antitrust case. And we've got the 230 article in here that says, that gives these guys almost carte blanche freedom to do whatever the hell they want to do with your information. And, they're not a publisher, but they should be a publisher.
Yeah, that's the core of 230C1. Says no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher. Mm-hmm. Speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. So there you go.
So they can't be sued for libel or anything like that. So they're kind of home free on if they post right information, fake information, whatever, they're off the hook for any damage that's done by that information going out over the airwaves or over the computers, I guess I should say.
That's right.
Yeah, so. Well, it'll be interesting because I think on the 27th or 28th, they're going to have the guys in there, Google, Twitter, and Facebook are all going to be in there in front of the Judiciary Committee to kind of explain, hey, why you capped the New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop and what was in it. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, it becomes more of a story. It's one of these stories that the right can't resist and the left has to tell.
Yeah.
That's what it becomes because now everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
They've heard about Hunter, and they've heard about China and the money, and they've heard about the Ukraine and the money, and that was involved in impeachment. The Democrats even admitted to what he did in the Ukraine during impeachment. And so all of a sudden now it's like, well, you won't talk about packing the court or give us a list of SCOTUS nominees. And now you don't want to talk about your son and say it's not real and it's never been. Well, you've got a problem. So can't deny it.
Well, I was going to say, and
not denying it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not denying it. In fact, Hunter's lawyer contacted the Mac shop guy and asked for the laptop back. He wants it back.
Yeah.
give me that thing back. So, well, don't contact me. Contact the FBI because they've got it now. So
they're the bad news. Yeah.
And that brings us to our next piece of information about that is that Biden's signature, I guess, has been authenticated on the laptop repair ticket. So they've compared it, I guess, with other known signatures of his and say, hey, this is. This is his handwriting, and so
likelihood, on a high trying to work computer wouldn't work, so not knowing what he's doing, went in and thought, they should be able to fix this, and then left or for whatever reason, and then forgot. Then just forgot.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some thought the laptop guy, a repair guy, said he may have been inebriated, so he may not have remembered bringing it in. So
that's
what happened. But I don't know. I guess you got so many computers at your house, you don't remember. You don't use that one, I guess, or you only use that one for when you're scamming countries.
Yeah,
the other one I use all the time for, you know, just you know, porn and whatever else I got on my mind.
You know? Dad's computer, yeah. Wives, girlfriends.
Yeah, right. All that stuff. So yeah, he's got everybody on there. So yeah, it's pretty.
Oh, got to have a separate computer for strip clubs.
Well, you can't have too much on your laptop there. So
carried away, get it.
Yeah, it's kind of a. you have to think. You know, if Joe is dumb, it must be hereditary, because I can't imagine anything that stupid to leave these emails on a computer. You know, I mean, you might print them out and put them somewhere secure, you know, where people can't get to them, safe deposit box or something, if you want to keep them. But man, to keep all that stuff on the computer and all your photos of your drug use and everything, what's this guy thinking?
Like 6 months ago, I was looking for space on my computer, and I thought I'd check out my email list, you know, and you know, it goes back all the way to 2004, like 13,000 of them.
Yeah.
Just between you and me.
I know.
You think we were having a relationship. Oh, no, we had a show. That's what it was.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Yeah, we've lost. We need to start going after some of these countries.
That's right.
Get some money.
We'll advertise about how great it is. Yeah. Country in the age of coronavirus.
Yeah, you can contact all these countries and tell them you've got a contact with me, so that should work.
Well, I went to the small business bank, you know, here in Canada, funded by the Canadian government. And no takers there because it was an American program. What can I say?
Oh, the Small Business Administration.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To try and promote Canada. And,
oh well.
Sorry, you know. Yeah. We'll do our own promoting. Which you don't see any of.
Well, not too much. I see an awful lot of South Dakota.
Yeah.
with Governor Noem, who's pretty easy to look at.
Yeah, big faces, lovely places, and, you know, tax free.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, well, anyway, getting back to Hunter, apparently they've kicked off the topic upcoming debate. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes,
right?
But apparently they've cut foreign policy, which is usually what is on the last debate.
It
has been for the last several.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. The marinator, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
She'll ask a certain series of questions, but. You know, I guess we could talk about it when you want to. But
yeah, well, we'll talk about it in a few minutes. Meanwhile, we got to let Jim know. Jim's here. Good morning, Tom and Shane. Thanks for Jim for being with us. We appreciate that very much. And our next topic, I guess, related to Twitter and Facebook and all these, that the top COVID advisor, Dr. Scott Atlas, I should say, accuses Twitter of censoring his facts, so supposedly.
Well, they are. They've admitted that,
yeah. Well, he was saying that masks don't necessarily work because people don't clean them, you know, they don't wear them properly, they're not tight enough, whatever. You know what I mean? There's a whole bunch of things in there. Yeah. Or they wear a bandana, or, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, we've talked about this probably ad nauseum, Shane, that, you know, a piece of cloth over your face, you know, may give you some minor protection, but social distancing and, you know, staying away from people is going to help you a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, I can see the Biden win. The first policy will be numbered masks.
Well, yeah, yeah, you know,
only wear them once, and we're giving them to you free of charge, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all numbered, so, you know, if you don't have the properly numbered mask on the day,
yeah. Yeah, it's like water rationing. Don't water your lawn on Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, you're going to mask camp, okay? Yeah. You're going to go make 1,000 masks for not wearing them.
I can see it now. Adult education classes on how to wear your mask.
That's right. So, exactly.
I can see it coming, man. I see it coming. It'll be here any day now. So, you know, I'm telling you, man. By the way, wow. So
they'll have secret police out, not secret, just seeker.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, you know, the police are retiring at record numbers, so I guess what they'll do is they'll hire mask police. The retired policemen can now be mask police. They can get paid, and you know, but they'll still have to carry firearms because, you know, people in Montana, hey, if you want me to put my mask on, let's draw.
That's right. That's right. You know, you know, like all those kids out there with those college loans, you know, 40% of them took college courses in, you know, social distancing. No, not social distancing. The college course about helping local, you know, like Logo Obama,
like social services or something like that. Yeah,
like 40% of them went into do social services for, you know, community service and so forth, like that.
Oh yeah,
and all right. Great. So that's all the government will hire them all.
Yeah, yeah, we can.
You got a degree in this kind of area, in this area.
Well, that's true, yeah. Well, and these people that want to, you know, send a social worker out instead of the police, you know, if a domestic argument escalates to the point of calling the police, I think you, a social worker may think twice about going out there, you know.
It's a way to bring down the heat, you know, you knock on the
door, yeah.
And one of the spouses answers, and you go, I'm a seeker.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm here to check to make sure you're using your masks properly. And
that's right. Yeah,
you should have mask 147582 on today. Okay.
Right. Yeah. That's.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you guys having a discussion about? It's you do not have enough mask. You know, there's a whole.
Yeah. Let's sit down and have some tea while we talk about your husband cheating with Miriam.
Oh no, we're just here to talk about masks. You can.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. Yeah.
It's a great way to talk.
I don't know, man. Every time you think you've seen it all, you haven't. I mean, it's that clear.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, it just, I don't know.
I mean, you know.
Well, let's go to Pencil.
Go ahead. No, please.
Let's go to Pennsylvania because the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court won't block Pennsylvania mail-in ballot because they can't. They voted 4-4. John Roberts, again, voting
for,
I guess, I don't know, or whatever. Yeah. We need Barrett in there badly because this went to a lower court, obviously. If the Supreme Court ties, the lower court decision stands.
Correct.
So there we are. So we got a mail-in ballot extension of 3 days for Pennsylvania. So as I said, Jane, we won't know the winter of this election probably till Christmas.
Well, and knowing this court and what we've seen in the past, what the court is saying, the federal government needs to set up, guidelines.
Yeah.
But you've got this problem with this amendment that says states' rights. So, you know, it's one of those tricky things. They set up federal guidelines and some district federal judge will halt it until it goes to the Supreme Court, and then they'll say, well, it's unconstitutional because the states have so it's a bit of a mess. And you know, and unless they create some specific system really they're going to pay for, and the states can sign on too, you know, as opposed to mail out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now you get into the danger of it being hacked, or you know, it's a mess.
Yeah.
No solution either.
Yeah. There's no guarantee that if Barrett was on the court that this wouldn't still stand. You know, you don't know how any justice is going to vote. So this could have stood had she been on the court anyway, but It would have been nice for them to wait at least till she was on the court, and then if it was 5-4 favoring Pennsylvania, then fine, let's go for it. You know, if not, then
so what you do is maybe you put together the first Saturday in November as election day, so everyone's not working.
I like that.
And then you add to it, and any provisional or mail-in ballots have to be counted and received 2 weeks prior to the election. So if you can't vote on that day because you're going to be on holiday and you do a provisional, then you've got to get it done 2 weeks prior to your leaving on your trip. And if you want to do a mail-in ballot because you don't want to go wait in line, you know, you got to send it in 2 weeks before the election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's counted. Then they should all be counted and reviewed prior to the election.
Exactly.
That's the only solution. There you go.
Yeah, with the mail and everything, you know, there's many unknowns with the mail. Sometimes, you know, it gets, you know, I used to work for a company where we would do mailings and they'd bring us mail sacks to put the mail in,
yes.
You know.
Right.
And, you know, we'd open up the mail sacks and in the bottom there might be somebody's electric bill still in there, you know, from this empty sack that just didn't all get dumped out. So, you know, I don't want to pick on the postal department. I think they do a great job considering, you know, what they're faced with. You know, to every single address in America. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
That's right. And I would call that my bumper solution because it's more than one. It's a resolution with, you know, two or three parts to it. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, that alone could take anywhere from 2 to 4 years. Right?
Yeah. Well, still, and with Pennsylvania being one of those toss-up swing states, you know, not to know the final tally in Pennsylvania till, you know, the 6th or 8th or 10th or 15th of, you know, of November.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's sitting around in limbo here, and if we don't know who it is by the, you know, by the end of December, we've got that runoff in Nevada. We'll have another senator in there, so you know, it may be McSally or it may be the Democrat, but you know, they've got a runoff going on, so
everything's up in the air, baby. It's, you know, not my monkey, not my circus, but
yeah, I know. But I'll tell you, I have fewer days in front of me than I have behind me, but I'm ready for 2020 to be over, man.
Oh, God.
Every day is a gift for me, but man, oh, man, I'm ready to kiss this year goodbye because it's been hell.
That's right. I mean, no one's even talking about the fact that it being October 20th, there's still 11 days of the hurricane season.
So, well, yeah. Right? Thanks for cheering me up. No, I got that. Now I got that going for me.
I have nothing better to do this morning.
Yeah, right. Thankfully, we don't have hurricanes in Montana. Only 70 feet of snow.
That's right. So. On a consistent basis, too, you might add.
Yeah, we're supposed to get down to 10 degrees overnight lows here right away. So we're
you are the headwater for the Missouri. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right, let's see other things we've got to talk about. Well, Trump is trying to get something done here before the election. White House increases their coronavirus stimulus offer to $1.9 trillion. A couple of the big holdups in this. Nancy wants to give $1,200 to every illegal. And I'm sorry, as a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen, why does somebody who came into the country illegally, breaking our laws, get $1,200 of my money?
Because it's your way of saying, you know, it's remember back in the 60s and 50s, you had the welcome box. Remember the in every little town and village, you know,
the welcome wagon. Yeah, the welcome wagon.
Thank you. That's
what yeah.
And it was so funny because, you know, the business forum in the town paid for it, and they paid someone. And the only reason I remember is my sister in Bozeman belonged to it once, and she enjoyed going around, you know, welcoming everybody. And
yeah.
They have a little box of goodies, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, give you some coupons for the local businesses, and give you some some food and.
But the first question was, can I see your green card?
Yeah, right. Otherwise, you're SOL.
No box for you today.
No box for you. No soup for you.
The welcome wagon is out of here. Okay.
The welcome wagon. Yeah, yeah. This is the get out of our country. Go back to Canada where you came from.
Look at a watch like Biden and say, you know, I'm going to be finished this welcome wagon shift by 6 o'clock.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to put a lid on this baby.
If you're not out of here by 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's a whole bunch of other things in here. No IDs to vote. I don't know. She's got a whole bunch of things in there.
And $400 billion for state.
Oh, to bail out these cities and states.
Big time.
I mean, I don't know. You know, if a company is mismanaged, I don't buy their products and they go out of business. So.
The thought that Americans would be paying for watching these cities burn because they didn't let their police do their job.
I have a problem with that. Yeah.
I don't think that washes well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't just throw the baby out with the bathwater. They'd throw it out with the swimming pool.
Yeah, that's true. Sandy joins us. Thanks for being here, Sandy. Appreciate it very much. But, I don't know. I don't know how the Democrat Party feels about don't Democrats pay taxes too? Don't they have an issue with
they don't pay taxes too?
I guess not. I guess 47% don't. So I guess what am I thinking?
Yeah, I don't know, because 87% of the tax are paid by the top 10%.
I was going to say, yeah, and Joe wants to tax those people even more.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I guess, I don't know if they pay 90%. Is that going to help any? I don't think so. I don't think there's enough rich people to make up for the screw-ups that government does. So, I don't know. But
well, it's always those numbers. We look at these numbers all the time. Debt versus what individual people owe versus, number of people employed. And the Democrats always seem to come up with a little solution. They don't come up with a big one, right? It's never, for them, it's never big enough. They got to ask for more.
Yeah.
So there you go. And the bottom line is that the beginning of the day when you start your job, someone's paying you. And it's not the government.
Well, that's for sure. And, as I've said a million times on the air, the one thing rich people want more than anything else is more rich people to buy their goods and services. Nobody with money wants anybody to be poor.
And as we've talked on numerous times, every new job is the basis for 7 more jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you got suppliers, you got delivery people, you got all kinds of people bringing stuff to you or taking it to the customer, whatever. One job generally creates 5 or 6 or 7 more. So
the multiple of creating new jobs is a leverage play. Mm-hmm. And the party that does that, wins. That's why, the Democrats for 60 years were the party of the small middle class person,
Yeah.
And they just gave it up because they thought a lot of those disappeared, like manufacturing jobs, to the service industry. They mm-hmm. We sold them to China,
for
$1.5 billion. So I don't know. You think the $1.5 billion were for the jobs that he already sent there or the new jobs he's going to send? Right? What do you think it's for?
Yeah.
Have they bought him or did they pay for him?
Well, I don't know. I heard today in one of his ads, he'll increase the average income of Americans by $15,000.
Of course he will.
So I would love to see that. That might get my vote. If he's going to give me 15 grand,
the list has to get bigger because everything else has failed.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim says it all goes back to the huge companies that are too big to fail. Huge cities are too big to fail. So you, the taxpayer, get to foot the bill. Congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah. It, for the most part, in two sentences, Jim's right.
Yeah.
And you look at it because, you know, as we've talked, like a solution for, you know, Social Security is to make these big companies, Google.
Yeah, buy stock.
Facebook, no, instead of, you know, the trust fund for Social Security, they should hold preferred stock in those companies. They should be charged like a 10% annual dividend.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And they can't sell it. Yeah. Yeah, it's got to stay there.
Sell it. And if they take the debt, which is nothing as far as paying Social Security, so you hand the debt to them, so they get like 1%, right?
Yeah.
And then if they try to sell the debt, then your preferred converts on a 10-to-1 to common, and you start selling yours.
Yeah.
They make this work really good.
I don't know why people don't listen to us in Washington.
They will after this.
I mean, we've solved this problem. I don't know how many times. Student debt, we've solved that problem. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Somebody listening or watching us, send this to Washington.
That's it.
Please.
Or your congressman.
Yeah. Let somebody know that somebody, we're like the Wright brothers, you know?
Yeah. We just can't get off the ground.
You know, the government's paying, the head of the Smithsonian to come up with the flight.
Oh.
And we're paying him this big bucks, and these two repairmen in Ohio, bicycle repair guys, are sitting there saying, yeah, we know how to fly. We'll go out to North Carolina and prove it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And the head of the Smithsonian's going, well, I sort of thought of that.
That's right.
No, you didn't.
And the amazing thing is I should look it up before I say it. I don't think they got the reward that they were entitled to.
Oh, because they were offering a reward, I think, for it, weren't they? Yeah, so I'm like, it was a lot of money in those days, too, as I remember.
It was like $500,000.
Wow, I don't know if it was that much, but it was...
It would have been like $5 million a day.
Yeah, it was big bucks, yeah. And they flew 100 feet or so down the beach there or something like that.
That's why you didn't qualify. You didn't fly far enough.
Ah, well, you know, that's... I don't know. Well, anyway, another item we've got to talk about is the debate's coming up this Thursday, and will the mics be muted or not? We've heard reports both ways that they're going to be muted, and then they say they're not going to be muted. So I'm not sure where we are on muting. So I don't know.
The context, folks, is that during the debate there's going to be 6 15-minute segments for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And the moderator will ask a question of each person who will have 2 minutes uninterrupted. So when it's their time to talk for 2 minutes uninterrupted, the other person's mic will be turned off.
Yeah. Well, I've heard they won't turn them off. That was on the crawl this morning on Fox, that they won't be. So I don't know. That's what I say.
Here's your problem.
Yeah.
Trump is like one of these people, and I have several in my family, who have very loud voices. They do.
They're gonna hear him. Yeah, unless they put him in soundproof booths like the old game shows of the past.
Yeah. So turning off Trump's mic is not going to stop him from commenting.
I was going to say, you need to have him in the parking lot.
Yeah. Or put a mask on him.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Even that, I don't think will help. let's see. Jim says, I'm sorry, Tom and Shane. We were not born into the privileged families of the world. You're not going to do that.
So,
well, 70% of the people who have money are self-made.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's correct.
They started out with nothing or less than nothing. And, yeah, the list is pretty endless. There's only about 30% of billionaires that inherited anything. So,
and it's been documented, too, by the third generation, that inheritance is usually gone. It's either been split up to, you know, a larger growing family.
True. Yeah.
Or the you know, the second the children or the grandchildren and the great grandchildren end up spending all of it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they blew it one way or another. Yeah, there's several families that have lost fortunes. You know, the kids just couldn't handle it or
didn't
learn or didn't have pop or mom's initiative. And
yeah, they didn't have the chops, baby. That's
yeah, they didn't. They didn't have the chops. You're absolutely right. So yeah. So, President Trump was criticized quite heavily for interrupting Biden as much as he did. A lot of people thought if you let Biden talk, he'll blow it somewhere along the line.
I think the Pence debate he's learned in the town halls and stuff he's now learned. Yeah, he'll let him talk.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's I think they probably told him that, hey, you'll get your say. You know, you don't have to interrupt him. To get your say immediately.
And when he bumbles or mumbles or doesn't make sense, you know, Trump will say, "Where's Hunter? Did you bring him?" He's going to say it. You know,
he's going to say something about it. You know that. Yeah, he's going to say something about it. You know, your whole family's corrupt. Your son's making deals overseas. And he's going to get that in somewhere.
Well, it's like 3 weeks ago at one of his rallies, someone said, someone started cheering, fill that seat.
Yeah.
Next day, they had signs up. Every rally since, they've got signs up. Fill the seat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump's been saying this all along. Where's Hunter? He's dying to say that. I mean,
I think fill the seat was for Barrett.
But that's what I said. I'm making the comparison.
Oh, okay.
He said that at rallies as well. Where's
Hunter? But if we're talking about Hunter Biden, wouldn't it be fill the cell?
Ooh, go to jail.
Yeah. I don't know. God. Let's see what our comments have to say over here. Let's see. Linda says, I heard the microphones will be muted. Also, topics already picked. It will all be to help Joe and keep Hunter out of the conversation. Yeah, I agree with you there, Linda, because foreign policy is not going to be one of the topics, and that's one that they usually always have in the second or third debate. Usually it's in the last debate.
But, you know, that gives Trump the right to bring up the trade agreement.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just the USMCA. It's a trade agreement with South Korea, with Japan. I mean, he's got five.
Well, United Arab Emirates and... Syria and whatever else over there in the Middle East, that's going on. So, a lot of opportunity there. I thought that true. Trump should just let Biden hang himself. And I hope it is a civil conversation. And the more Biden gets to talk, the better I think it'll be for Trump. So,
Biden's got three things that he's got a problem with now. Yeah. The press is after him. So Hunter's not one. Are you gonna fill the court?
Gonna pack the court? Yeah,
pack the court, and then of course you have this whole issue with China.
Yeah,
and the fact that it's wrapped around back at Hunter again is. That's why he can't bring up foreign policy.
Because
it looked like from this computer, Hunter was collecting money everywhere foreign. Like
I was gonna say, this guy was getting money everywhere but Wisconsin.
Like a detective who's got a wall, attached to everywhere, and we're trying to figure out the crime.
I was gonna say he's gotta go to his tailor and get a suit with bigger pockets to hold all the dough.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and if Biden makes some comment like that's not proven or he can do anything illegal, people are gonna go, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe. No, come on, man. Seriously. Yeah.
Well, I know they've got bets out to how many times he'll say, come on, man. I think the phrase he'll use the most is, it just went out of my old addled brain. The fact of the matter is what he's going to say the most, I think. So,
yeah.
Because he likes to say that a lot. So the fact of the matter is.
And then what was that bus tour? The
Oh, yeah, the Biden-Harris bus tour thing they had going on for a while through, where they go? Did they go through Pennsylvania and Ohio and up in that area?
The old saying written on the side of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Malarkey.
Yeah, they changed it from malarkey to something else, and I don't remember what it was, but yeah. Yeah. Yeah, malarkey. Yeah. Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy are going with us.
And one of them's a dummy.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, in other news we have to cover before we get out of here is, of course, that healthy volunteers are going to be infected with COVID-19 in vaccine challenge trials. So what do you think about this, Shane?
Well, in science, you know, mm-hmm. very often, when they pass these critical tests with their ass, mm-hmm. sometimes they have in the past with really bad things, you know, like, you know, the Ebola, you know,
mm-hmm.
they would infect people with a very low rate, you know, Ebola vaccine, you know, to try the vaccine. I think that the Europeans are so desperate because of the constant spiking. And that's where this is coming out of, right? Europe saying that won't happen in the U.S.
No, you know?
They've got enough people infected; they don't need to infect them.
Yeah, I was gonna say we don't have a shortage, do we? So
I'm not sure I understand it, but what it leads back to the question though of is now is science sort of opening the door to tell us the strain is not stable. And there, in fact, isn't just two strains, or maybe four or five. It may it may change with everyone it enters, you know. And that that means no vaccine. That would not be good news.
Yeah. You know. Breaking news just happening here. Two police officers have been shot in an incident at an apartment complex near a medical center in Houston. Houston police tweeted that the officers were dispatched to the 2600 block of Holly Hall near Texas Medical Center around 9 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Houston police officer or chief later tweeted, "We have had two officers struck by gunfire." So, we don't have a lot of info on that yet, but the suspect has been taken into custody, and it is an active SWAT scene in case there are other people involved. Of course, we always want to make sure that if it's more than one person that we keep the scene safe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are with that news, and again, that's in Houston, in Texas, of course. As we all know, so we'll bring that to you. We always have breaking news here as it breaks. All of our things automatically pop up here and tell me what's going on. Let's see. Bruce says, thing about money, once you spend it, it's gone. So if you're rich and don't work, you become less rich. That's true. I don't spend principal, I spend interest, right, Shane?
That's right. Monthly reoccurring income is what provides a manageable lifestyle.
That's right. That's why I'm able to sit here and not in Walmart saying, "Welcome to Walmart. Glad you're here."
Very good.
Yeah. James says, everyone who thinks Hunter's action is abnormal for political families, please raise your hand. All right. Yeah. Yeah, man, that's pretty pretty damning.
If what he did, there's nothing wrong with it. I think there should be a lineup at the council with China, because they now you know they started out 9 months ago with $1.3 trillion of your debt, and they sold $300 billion. So now they're just down to a trillion. So Japan definitely owns you now at $1.2 trillion. I mean, they're the big dog.
Yeah, well, that would be that's the case, man. So that's kind of where we are with this thing. But
that's right.
But with this COVID-19 thing, I guess we'll find out how that's going to happen. Let's see. The Imperial College of London scientists are leading the research, which will be funded by the British government. So it isn't here necessarily.
No, it's
yeah. Yeah, Andrew Ketchpole. That's a great name, right? Ketchpole. He's the chief science officer for a pharmaceutical company that will run the study. Boy, I don't know. Experts have debated the ethics of proceeding with such challenge trials for the coronavirus, but the study will need to be approved by an ethics committee before it can begin in 2021. So
there you go. Yeah, yeah. Sissy Espool, you know, tried to get on the 1619 ship to go, the Manson ship to go to Jamestown, but said, nah, not with a name like that. It won't fit on a yard sign.
Yeah, right. Yeah, can't have you over there. So, yeah. So, well, studies show that protest arrests and all the various things going on around here show the arrests are just regular Americans. They're not members of Antifa or urban groups. So what does that tell you, Shane?
That referenced in that story is really local police. Yeah, it's not federal police. The federal police have been the ones arresting Antifa and the guys that have been going from state to state and create giant.
Yeah, I know they're keeping track of some of those people, certainly. But the Department of Justice using aggressive tactics against those it has charged in the civil unrest over racism. Those people have been portrayed by Donald Trump as violent left-wing radicals. Associated.
They sort of portrayed themselves that way, Tom.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
You know, just because you're a mime without, no script, doesn't mean people can't actually see what you're doing.
Right? That's probably right. All right. But anyway, Associated Press review of thousands of pages of court documents from the more than 300 federal arrests made nationwide shows very few people. It's probably supposed to be there. Very few of those charges appear to be affiliated with any highly organized extremist groups. Many are young urban adults with little criminal history from live in the neighborhoods where they are arrested or where they are protesting. So they're not out-of-state wackos, so that's where we find ourselves.
It's one of those things, where's the body? Right,
That's true. Yeah,
and even if it isn't something that exists, you can't really cite them in a warrant or a charge.
Yeah.
So it's one of those that's great about your constitution. Habeas corpus. Where's the body?
Yeah, that's right. Can't hold me without proof, man.
That's right.
Well, the unrest with Biden has kind of taken the protesters off the front pages. So I'm not sure we haven't heard much on national TV or the talking heads about what's going on in these cities. And, we've got some trials coming up, obviously, that are going to spur some protests. The Floyd trial, the kid who shot the people in Kenosha, and... there's a couple others I think that are coming up that there'll be hearings before grand juries to see if there's indict them. So we'll see where that ends up. We had in the Brown and Taylor decision that went into the fired bullets into the neighboring apartment.
That's right.
I guess was the issue there. So
his gun did not kill her. So
different situation there, and they were fired upon and returned fire. So they were just defending themselves apparently. But
in that case, the one thing that I find interesting in the Breonna Taylor case is that they haven't said whose gun killed her. They just said it's not from the officer they charged.
Yeah.
But they won't tell you which gun came. Like, was it a boyfriend? Could have been a boyfriend.
We don't know. Yeah.
We know.
Well, anyway, they claim she, I don't know, I don't want to go into the whole case, but she was in the hallway and, they fired through the door because they one of them got shot in the, I guess, in the leg. I guess Joe Biden must have told him, shoot them in the leg to slow them down, as he said the other night in his town hall. What an idiot. Well, speaking of idiots, six Russian military officers charged in vast hacking campaign, Shane. We've got the Russians at it again.
Wow, what a big surprise. I mean, I don't know why they're wasting the money. You know, Google and Facebook and Twitter are doing more than
I was going to say, yeah, they're doing more than these guys are.
Like, why would they be paying Google and Facebook and Twitter or anything when they're making a good job of it anyway?
Yeah. Well, let's see. The case implicates the same Kremlin unit that interfered in the 2016 U.S. election, but is not related to the November vote. The six defendants are all said to be current and former officers in the Russian military intelligence agency known as the GRU. The indictment accuses the six of hacks that prosecutors say were aimed at furthering the Kremlin's geopolitical interests and in destabilizing or punishing perceived enemies of the state. Wow. There you go.
Story. I think that's been written before.
I think it has, yeah.
That story. They switched the paragraphs around.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you're going to go after somebody with a laptop, I don't know why they didn't go after Trump Jr. I don't think they want Trump as a president. I would think they'd have a hell of a lot better time with Biden. You know, that... I mean, particularly in Moscow with the mayor's wife.
Well, and the fanciful thing about this is that all these guidelines we keep hearing about from Twitter and Google, mm-hmm. you know, if it doesn't fit our community standards,
yeah.
Well, then anything from Russia or Iran or North Korea or even probably doesn't fit their standards, but they're not deleting it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what's so strange.
That's really true. Yeah.
They're the gatekeepers, right? And they're not keeping the gate.
That is so true. So
but
true.
But they're in the money.
Yeah. Well, speaking of money, how Trump plowed through $1 billion, losing the cash advantage to Biden. Biden's been raising money like there's no tomorrow, man. Trump's spending's been, he's been burning through money lately. But
well, two things. It's the ground game. And yeah. Seen the stories now. The number of new people they've signed up and will get out voting is significant. And these rallies, you know, he has to pay for them.
Everybody, well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. He's doing two or three a day. So, it's pretty impressive.
I mean, it's doing any good. You got a lot of money and you have nothing to spend it on. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's see. Democratic nominee Joe Biden has flooded the airwaves with advertising. That has put Trump in a position of needing to do more of his signature rallies during the coronavirus. While relying on an unproven theory that he can turn out infrequent voters who nonetheless support him at historic levels. So I think Trump does attract a lot of people who may not normally vote.
That was the big thing in the where he won, in Michigan, Arizona.
Yeah, because you get people you get people there that maybe don't vote or whatever. So
but you know, now the big plan this time was not to go social media crazy like they did because but to really do the ground game, and it's really neat because the new chairman that came in that replaced I can't remember the gentleman's name, but you know, he was still pushing like he was before the social media plan, and this guy came in and said we should do a ground game, get people signed up. And it's, I mean, they've got like 4 million young people, like less than 25 years old, like, you know, 18 to 25 out volunteering to get these people signed up to vote. That's impressive. Yeah.
Let's see. Jim says nobody will ever be able to say if Trump should lose that he didn't give it his all. I think that's pretty true. I would say he pretty well gave it his all. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, the... you know, I'm a little older than he is, but to do that traveling and all that stuff, and just to wear a suit every day is a pain in the butt.
Well, it can be, unless it's clean starched shirt, starched shirt, and
oh yeah,
tie. It's probably his tie every day because he signs it and gives it away to somebody.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, so yeah, and then he goes out and plays golf too.
And so. everyone is, people that play golf from say he's got a pretty good swing, does pretty well. I mean,
I don't know.
Scratch golfer, but
Yeah. No, if I could play more, I'd be a scratch golfer. I just can't get the damn ball through those windmill blades. I don't know. Is that a timing thing or what? I just can't get it done. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, when the windmill's in the way, it's
yeah, it's tough, man. I don't know. That's green parties everywhere.
That's right.
Even in the finisher golf course.
Even you try and bounce it off the windmill into.
I tell you, three birds were killed while I was trying to get that ball through the windmill blades. I don't know. Anyway. Let's see. Well, the last item we've got on our agenda today, Republicans see a bright spot in voter registration, Shane, the Republican Party has cut into Democrats' advantage in voter registration tallies across some of the battleground states. Donald Trump has trailed in national polls and struggled with fundraising, but Republicans see their progress signing up voters in Florida, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and other states as a rare bright spot. Democrats appear to have been set back by their decision to curb in-person voter registration drives during the pandemic. Here again, the pandemic raises its ugly head to influence, the activities of these campaigns.
That's right. And it was quite fascinating because I saw an interview with a congressman, a new one, like running because so many did not decide to run. And, he had his staff because he said he liked to be, he's a door knocker. He likes to meet people personally. And they gave him a list of in neighborhoods of houses to knock on that they know are registered Republicans. And he said it was incredible because every street he'd go on, all these yard signs for Trump, they weren't on the list. And he was, he called the office and said, look, 7281's got a Trump sign. I'm going to go knock on the door. Oh, I don't think they're a registered Republican, but they've got a Trump sign. So I'm going to go knock on the door.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, just because they got a Trump sign in the yard doesn't mean you can't change their mind.
Well, that's right. But he's Republican. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't trying to change their mind.
Linda says, Trump has more energy than Joe. Trump is so much smarter than Joe. Come on, man. Who do you want for president? Trump, 2020.
Well, that's why. The convenience for Trump, if for this election, would be a successful landslide.
Yeah.
Of 330 electoral votes or more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, as I said, if there's any states that want to concede or, want to count ballots for another week, he could come out and say, I've conceded that state. Okay, so you don't need to count ballots over.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that would be the
if he has enough. Yeah, he can certainly do that. I don't know. I'm thinking it's going to be somewhere between 270 and 300 is my call.
No, it'll be over 300. It'll be. I'm going to go with my 386. But I think it could round out around 327, 330, something like that.
No, maybe. I don't know if he's going to take the two I'm concerned about more than any others are I don't know if he's going to take Pennsylvania again, and I don't know if he's going to take Wisconsin again. So those are two.
There's three or four other states he's leading in that make up the difference. So
maybe, but he has to win Ohio. He's got to win Florida. He got to win and maybe Georgia and at least one of the Carolinas. So.
Well, he'll win both the Carolinas. The big the big deal is, do the African American people go out and vote for
him? Yeah, that would be part of it. Or do they turn out the African American vote to vote Democrat as they have for 60 years? That's the question.
That's not going to happen. They're either going to stay home and not vote Democrat, or they're going to go out and vote for Trump.
I don't know about that. Well, we'll see.
21%. 21%.
Uh, Yeah, if he gets 21%, I will buy you breakfast.
And 32% of the Mexican American.
Well, if he gets that, I'll buy you two breakfasts. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. So
Hispanics are, you know, they're pretty.
Yeah.
They're pretty conservative people, Don.
Well, they might be. I don't know. Mexican Americans are predominantly Catholic, as you know.
Yeah.
And
American African Americans are predominantly Baptist. So.
And both don't like abortion, but they sure turn out for the Democrats. So help me out there. That's totally against their religious beliefs. And I've always said.
Well, that's, hey, Brooklyn's going to be interesting to see AOC's district because it's Jewish.
Yeah.
And it's mostly conservative, Hasidic Jewish. And with what Cuomo did with their threat of their synagogue, may cause them to make a change.
They might. Well, all right. Mm-hmm. All right. We're out of time. Hey, don't forget, we're here every day, every weekday at 9 o'clock Mountain Time. Please share that with your friends. And don't forget, we're on Saturdays also, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. You can hear us anywhere in the world. Click on Listen Now at KMMSAM.com. And also, you can watch our previous shows or listen, if it's audio only, at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Chain's podcast when you go over there. And if you're watching us on YouTube right now, please subscribe, like us, and comment on our podcast, and please share that with friends. Also, we have a new YouTube feature that we're using timestamps now, so all of our topics will be listed and the time we talk about it. So all you have to do is click on the timestamp and it'll take you to that portion of the program, so you don't have to go through the whole thing if there are things that aren't of interest to you. And we thank you for watching and listening, and say goodbye, Shane.
I will indeed. Be happy, be safe, live in the moment, and try to live to work. It's really important that you think about that. God bless the people of the United States and Canada, and Tom and I are so happy to live in the two greatest country clubs in the world.
That's absolutely right. Shaman Tobin, half man, half amazing, in Vancouver, British Columbia. Well, he's in Cantaloupe, Canada right now, but he's normally in British Columbia. When are you going back to Vancouver?
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you may or may not be here tomorrow, huh? Depending on.
After the show.
Oh, you're going after the show. Okay. All right. So you'll be here tomorrow then.
Yes, I will be.
All right. So that'll work for me, too. All right, that does it for us. Hey, as we always say, all views are welcome here. And, hey, if you think it there, we'll say it here. So we'll see everybody tomorrow at the same time. And Linda says, hey, great show. Thank you. Bye. And
thank you, Linda.
And Jim says, have a good day, and we will. So we'll see everybody tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. Don't be late.